God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. We all know what it feels like to be lost, and no one likes to be lost. And yet, sometimes we're lost because we don't follow directions, and sometimes we're lost because we do follow directions. You perhaps know the feeling of sitting out somewhere in the middle of nowhere expecting a motel or a restaurant because your GPS has sent you there and there's nothing to be found. I remember once in Kansas driving down a gravel road between a couple of cornfields looking for a motel that was nowhere to be found. And the reason wasn't because I didn't follow directions. The reason was because I followed directions of a poor guide. You know, God wants us to have guidance for life. And in Deuteronomy chapter 18, God gave guidance for people who were going to experience a land to which they'd never been, and guidance for things that they'd never experienced. In verse 9, he says, "When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations." Now, he continues it by talking about two kinds of false guides, and that is prophets of a false god, and then prophets who speak falsely of the true God. So, for instance, in verse 10, he says, 10 and following, he says, "Don't look for, don't seek guidance from those that, for instance, consult with a familiar spirit or with a wizard or with a witch and so on." He's talking about prophets, if that's what you wish to call them, of false gods or prophets who are giving guidance from false sources. Instead, they were to be perfect with the Lord their God. They weren't to look to people who were consulting with or observing sources that were not authoritative. On the other hand, there were prophets who were of the true God, but they were speaking falsely of him. In verse 20, he says, "But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die." This is severe. Why? Because God does not want his people being misled. Instead, verse 15, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. I'll put my words in his mouth," he goes on to say. Now, ultimately, this is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you something. Today, when you're looking for guidance, take the time to seek the Word of God. Take the time to pray to the Lord God. Take time to be led by the Spirit of God. Jesus, in John chapter 15, says, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." So this Comforter, this one that comes alongside of God himself in the form of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth will help us to discern right from wrong, good from bad, better from best. And so today, remember that your guidance will be only as good as your guide. If your guidance is primarily coming from a screen or from a book, for that matter, written by people who do not regard God and the truths that he has established this world with, then you are going to get lost even more quickly than you would be if you had no guide at all. Today, there is a truth. There is the truth. There is God. And there's the guidance that he will provide for anyone who seeks him to know where they should go.